Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. I just greet you today in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So delighted that you've chosen to worship with us on today. I'm just grateful to God, who is my life. I give him reverence and praise to Apostle Deans in his absence. We just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on tonight for the study of the Word of God. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order, and we're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situations, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Spirit took hold upon them there in pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ship of tarnish with an east wind. And we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. Thou will establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, our God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go around about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generations following. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our God, our guide, even unto death. I have this written on this ordinance in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone that you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like that God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hand and say, Lord, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I've seen. Not to believe.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness, God, and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, we first of all come just giving you all the praise and all the honor and glory tonight. We come just lifting your name up tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity to be back on this radio broadcast, God. We just thank you for giving us a mind to study and pray and read our word, God. I'm asking you tonight, God, to bind up the strong man right now. Father, I bind the strong man up right now from our lives and from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled in the name of Jesus. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, anybody that's chanting, saying all kind of negative things, we bind you right now. We cast you out, and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Teach us, Lord. We want to know. We want you to teach us. And we want to be receptive to your word, God. We ask all these things and bless everyone under the sound of my voice. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. Just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to get ready to get started. When Lord have mercy, toilet paper. 24, I'm going to start reading. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of Canaan, of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I need bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou comest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spoke unto me and that swore unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, and he shall send his angels before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from there, from this. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then she shall be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son that thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning the matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master's were in his hands. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God, my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me a good steed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, born to Bethuel, son of Melchel, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitchers up on her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher on her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher unto the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half shekel weight and two bracelets of her hand of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Melchiah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said, moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who have not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out into the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well, and he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the horse and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels and gave straw and provenders for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meal before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord have blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he have given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarai, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he had. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure, the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shall I be clear on this my hope when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she said to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman who the Lord have appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, who Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hand. And I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the way, in the right way, to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you would deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceeded from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee, bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, and the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard this word, their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things, and they did eat and drink. And he and the men that were with him and tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning. And he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord have prospered my way and send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah, and she said unto her, will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, her sister, her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those who hate them. And Rebekah rose and her damsel, and they rode upon the camel and followed the man and the servant Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahariah, for he went out, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lightened off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master's. Therefore she took a veil and covered her face herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after her mother's death, after his mother's death. 25. And then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ashbak, and Shea. And Jokshan begot Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Asheram and Letushim and Lebanon. And the sons of Midian is Apher and Aher and Hanok and Abida and Eldad. All of these were the children of Kentra. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet liveth, eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 115 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people, and his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave at Machpelah in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mar, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried and Sarah his wife, and it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahoria. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the son of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebajoth in Kinder, in Abel, in Mibsam, in Mishma, in Duma, in Mesa, Hador, in Tima, Jetjor, Nafish, and Kendama. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles. 12 princes according to their nation. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, and 137 years. And he gave up the ghost tonight, and was gathered unto his people, and they dwell from Hivalah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria, and he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them, and the boys grew.
Okay.
Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob saw pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day, and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage and lentils, and he did eat and did and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. All right, y'all. That was long. Okay, let's go through these questions. We're in chapter 24. The first question says, who did Abraham send to find a wife for Isaac? Who he sent? Somebody.
His eldest servant.
Yeah. That's who sent. He sent his eldest servant. To whom did he send him?
Where did he send him?
Where did he tell him to go?
Oh.
Remember, he told him not to get, don't get no wife for him out of Canaan. He said, but I'm going to send you where? To my
family, to his family's
native land.
His family side. Yeah.
Yeah, to his family. To his father's family's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it's to his father's house. That's where he sent him. Mm-hmm. He told him, don't take my wife unto my son of the daughters of Canaan, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go into my country, into my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Well, it didn't say father's house, but yes, it did. He said, the Lord God of heaven which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, which, anyway, yeah, all of that to the country where he was from. Who met the servant at the well?
Rebecca did, didn't she? What, wait a minute. Let me look at my notes.
Yeah, she met him at the well.
Right after. It was right after.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the well. Or the servant went to the well.
Yep. Okay, how did the servant know which woman would be the one sent by the Lord for Isaac? How did? Because, you know, when he prayed, what he said, when he prayed and asked the Lord, the servant.
He asked the Lord to I just went blank. He asked the Lord to send him. A chosen wife for. Oh my God, my mind just went blank.
It's like he prayed to the Lord. Anybody else know?
Yeah, he said, and let it be that the girl to whom I shall say, please offer your jar that I may drink, and who say drink, and I will also water your camel. She is the one you have chosen for your servant, for Isaac.
Yeah, that's how you know. Because she did just that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he asked basically for he asked basically for some like a request. So that's what I was looking for, like a request. My answer said what she just said too as well. So that was correct answer, but I guess it was the wording and the way you asked the question. But he asked for a request from God when he prayed. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was asking God. Yep. We're asking God for, but and she came right out and did just that before he can get it out of his mouth.
And that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was. God sent her right out. What did Rebecca do when she saw Isaac? What did she do?
She put the covering right on a veil over her covering
yep.
face.
Mm-hmm. And slid her body and right on down off that camel.
Yep. This is how
mm-hmm.
she wanted
she
to
got
marry
down
or to meet.
Yeah, but she covered her face up.
So basically that signifies certain things, yep.
Mm-hmm. So did Isaac love Rebecca?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Like
Jesus
loved her. He went right on and took her into his mama's tent. I said,
yep.
You can wait for a minute. He took her right on in
That's
there.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 25. Where was Abraham buried?
The cave of Machpelah.
Mm-hmm.
In the field of Ephraim.
Mm-hmm. Next to Sarah.
So right next to his ex, yeah, not right next to
his wife.
Ex-wife, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did God tell Rebecca about the children in her womb?
Two
they
nations.
All was gonna be blessed.
Two nations. Or in your womb, and two people shall be separated from your body, and one people shall be stronger than the other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What was her children's name?
Jacob and Esau.
Esau and Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do their names mean?
Esau means hairy. I
mm-hmm.
guess the hair from his body. And Jacob meaning follow, to be behind, meaning, you know, to holding up his brother heel once he entered this world. Jacob was holding his heel of his feet, Esau's feet. So.
Mm-hmm. His name means deceitful. Jacob was a trickster.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was,
trickster.
But I didn't know his name
yes.
meant that. I thought it was just follow behind. Okay.
Trickster.
Because I was going to write that down because Esau, it said some things about what his name could have meant too. You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
Humbleness or mild or something like that. So I didn't know if we were going with
yeah.
that or what they were saying about the names when they were coming out.
Yeah, Jacob always been a trickster. And,
Yes,
okay. Who was Isaac's favorite son?
He loved Esau.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because he was his firstborn.
And he was good at what he did or something, come to that fact or something like that.
He always said Isaac that, what is it, venison? Mm-hmm. He always fed his daddy that stuff. Mm-hmm. That
red
venison
meat,
is
that red,
Is that buffalo or is that deer? It ain't deer. I think venison is buffalo. I forgot what it was.
Venison is deer.
Okay. What did Esau trade with Jacob one day?
His birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Was it his birthright?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, no. I'm just making sure we're
on the same page. When I tell you Jacob then swindled this man, his brother, out of his birthright. Hmm. He didn't swindle him, but I probably wouldn't have took my brother's birthright. But he did, because it gave him more leverage over stuff. And because...
But the thing about that, Esau, he was something else too, though, Mama. Oh, I mean, you know, Master. You get what I'm saying? Esau...
He was a mild temper man.
What's that again?
He wasn't bad like Jacob.
But he didn't care. He was materialistic. He didn't care about spiritual. You get what I'm saying? He didn't care about the spiritual needs of himself. That's basically why he said, I'm gonna die anyway. Meaning that he wasn't gonna die right then. He was like, well, what that got to do with me now? You get what I'm saying? I'm going to die anyway. So right now, go on and give me that stew or whatever I got. Yeah, give it to me. That smells good up in there.
Because he said he was about to die. But he wasn't no trickster. Jacob was a trickster. So,
yeah, but Esau didn't care.
Now he traded his birthright for a meal.
Yeah, Esau.
In Hebrews 12:16, it says that no one be a sexually immortal or totally worldly person like Esau, who for one meal traded his own birthright.
One meal.
Sad. Yeah, it was sad.
He really didn't understand and he just, you know, didn't understand. And that's so many people, you know, don't understand their birthright and just don't even care about it, you know, and to give it up at a drop of a dime, you know, for some food. You know, it's just crazy.
And I said, well,
his birthright.
That was just one meal. You get what I'm saying?
That's crazy. He didn't even think about it. He, like, take it. That was his heritage.
So that's what make it more, I guess, substantial for us to know how petty and how he didn't care about something that was so sacred, not only due to God, but due to his family. Like, his birthright meant so much, like the blessings God would bless his family with. You get what I'm saying? Like, when he go on to have children and stuff like that, you know, he wasn't thinking about them. He thought about that meal, that day, that time. People live their days hour by hour, minute by minute. You get what I'm saying? So whatever they thinking about within that hour, that's what it is, and it's sad.
Right. But he, that birthright entails upon the possessor a double portion of a parental inheritance. So Jacob was like, yeah, man, I give you a bowl of this stuff, man. If you, give me your birthright, give me a double portion, give me your head so I can have double. And did that, but Esau was from the, he was a strong man, he was from the Edomites, from Edom. He descended, and they descended from Esau, were at first the strongest people. They was the strongest people, but Israelites sprung up after that. Esau was a wild, savage kind of man, spending most of his time in hunting, learning the arts of war and the like. Jacob was a sincere mob. Well, see, I got them mixed up. Okay, Jacob was a sincere mob, playing the man, keeping much at home, attending to his household affairs and to his father's flock and herd. And the boys grew. The early development of different in Esau and Jacob is very remarkable, and the visible causes of their respective characters may be traced to the disposition and partialities of the parents. Isaac loved venison, and first to please his father, and then to gratify his own acquired habit, Esau became a cunning hunter. I don't know how I got them messed up, because anyway, Rebecca loved domestic retirement, finds her comfort in the society of her infant, Jacob, and formed his future character on the model of his own. But why didn't Abraham, why didn't Abraham want that his servant to get a wife from the Canaanites? Because that's where they lived in Canaan. He sent him way back to where he came from to get a wife from his daddy's house. I wonder why.
I could just remember him saying, I don't want him there. I don't want you to go there. Oh, my God.
Well, the Canaanites were mere heathen, devoted to destruction, and so very improper to be matched.
Bad people.
With Isaac. And they were a mess. Go ahead.
They should not marry among strangers, but in his own tribe.
But I'm saying, and that was good, but the thing is, he married his cousin, I guess. I don't know anyway.
The way it was. Yeah, they didn't want to marry outside. They didn't want to marry a stranger. Yeah, they wanted to marry, you know, in their own tribe.
But the thing is, he wasn't concerned like that about Esau and who he married. Oh, I know why.
You know how it is. You know how it is when we get our sons and stuff. We don't want them marrying on anybody, honey. We want to pick. Hold on. Let me pick the woman. Okay. Yep. And I would rather. Come on now.
Yeah. Y'all remember where them Canaanites came from, right? Them folks from Ham. Where we from, y'all.
But we
got on through there. We went on through there. Now we was from him, but they got down and they started intermingling with those Israelites and things. And so we from that half. We from Abraham. And Abraham, he got those Arab, which they from Ishmael. And then he got Isaac. We from them. We not from Ishmael. Ishmael, the Arabs are from them, and they still will tell you our father Abraham, because they came from the Egyptian Hagar. But we came from Abraham. We came from that side. Now he living in the land of Canaan, but he ain't a part of it.
Right.
Because all of them,
he's never.
Mm-hmm, all of them heathens. Mm-hmm. And they from Africa. They Africans. The Canaanites.
The one thing about the Canaanites, they never worship the God of Abraham.
Mm.
So that's why Abraham knew firsthand that a marriage between a believer and
mm-hmm.
an unbeliever was not going to work. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Many years later, you know what I'm saying, Solomon encountered the same thing. King Solomon's wife.
Yeah.
The foreigner
well,
princess.
Well, he had.
Yeah,
how many
Gonsa
wives
Khan.
He had? 300. That rascal had about 300 wives.
Baby. So, you know, that's why Abraham did what, you know, because he knew that it wasn't going to work, and he didn't want Isaac to, you know what I'm saying, anything could have happened. You know, and just basically what Lala said about the boy. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I
you know what? But the thing is, I don't really understand that, but I guess after I understand it, because you have to be careful, like you say, who you, I've been saying that for the longest, who you have babies by, I'm telling you, because I'm telling you, whoever their parents was, I just got through reading it about her children. Esau was one way and Jacob was another way, and it took
yep.
the characteristics of the parents. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
why one like one
know,
and one like the other.
Yep. So that I mean that's some stuff right there, and it just lets you know. I mean, we don't think about this when we meet somebody and we fall in love with them and all that, because you think they're the best person in the world, but it's some of these people mm-hmm. like you can get foster children. And you
yep.
know where they come from. They be acting so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Levi, like, who your mama?
Yeah.
What?
And then
and
she's been probably raped by her brother. And you get what I'm saying? And
right.
do it all kind of trauma. And it then led right on to him. But you trying to marry my daughter.
Well, the thing is, like, I was talked to Dad, and he had some foster daughters. And when I tell you it's one, when I tell you, she hasn't had kids. She even had six kids. His son and got four of her kids. And it's still two kids. And she's still having babies. And she living somewhere else, was in jail, just all kind of stuff. He said, yeah, her mama was like that. I was like, and y'all adopted her? She'll stand over y'all and kill y'all. And you have to be really careful about that kind of stuff. You have to know who you living around. I don't blame Abraham. I just want to let him have it by his cousin, but you know how that is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in the day,
mean,
they did it. See, he knew, Abraham knew
mm-hmm.
about his family, though. He knew his family was blessed. He knew they was on the upright. You know what I'm saying? And in one too many
mm-hmm.
places, he could have possibly went that had someone on the same type of path that his family was. You see how what she did? Baby, Rebecca, let me tell you, the camel, baby, she said she went and got all that water. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
She did that. She did that. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, my Lord, is that it? Because I
mm-hmm.
just did the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to do the rest of them? He'd have been like, damn, no, you was not the one. Because, baby.
Right.
And she made sure that everybody was taken care of. And that's why that servant asked, who is your father? I need to know
right.
your father. You get what I'm saying? Because why? You know, most people don't ask that in relationships when our first date go well. What's your mom and dad's name? They raised one good man. Who is your mom and dad? They still together?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Those are key factors in bringing your lineage in this world. You get what I'm saying? The legacies up in this world, it's sacred when you bring in other people. That's why you see Esau in I done straight took over. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay, because you know what? It's good. It is good to know this word. It's good to study. I'm telling you, because when you know that, you know, when you go out somewhere and you listen to somebody preaching, you know when they're telling wrong, they think you don't know. See, they think you don't know, and they be saying all kind of stuff, and you looking up at them saying, that's wrong, buddy. You ain't said nothing, but you saying to yourself, that's wrong. I don't know what you talking about. That is wrong. But, no, it's a good thing, and I thank and praise God that we enjoying it enough to talk about it like this, because some people need to know. I need to know, you know. And we didn't hit on everything we should have, but we got enough, because it's a whole lot. I mean, this commentary that I'm reading, man, it's got so much stuff, so much meat in it. I just read and read till I almost fell asleep. Just the commentary at the bottom of the page. I was like, Lord, have mercy. But it's telling you the truth. It's telling you this word. And so, anyway, I'm not going to hold us on here long, but I appreciate you all coming on, and I appreciate these good answers, because y'all had some good answers and some good comments and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate y'all studying. So I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get off, because we'll be back on for prayer meeting tomorrow night at the same time for 1 hour. And don't forget, on Sunday, Prophetess Lisa is supposed to speak. Some kind of way she dropped out the line, but she's supposed to speak on Sunday. And then in March, I think it's the last week in March, last Sunday in March, Terrence Jr., Terrence Shadow Jr. going to preach or teach or whatever he's going to do. And then after that, we're going to have Terrence Shadow Sr., and then Prophet Sattler and Prophetess Sattler, the 18th and the 25th. So we still have dates open if anybody want to, you know, McKinney, if you want to go back at it again, dates are open. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back in on this line again, and everything was so good, because I studied and studied, but it was good, and everything y'all said was good to me. I thank and praise God. So we're going to get ready to close. Our Father, we just thank you. We give you glory for this word on tonight. I thank you for everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. I ask you to keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus, and count your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. I just thank you. Thank you just for each one of them. I ask you to bless them right now with blessings and extending them, Lord. I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory. And I ask you to bless Master Kino on tonight. God, I ask you to touch him right now from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. God, I bind up the spirit of infirmity right now. I bind up everything that try to attack him right now in the name of Jesus. You have no power and authority over him right now, and I plead the blood of Jesus
against anything that try to attack Master Keno on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to touch him right now. Heal right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're going to do it. I know he's already healed. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. Y'all have a good night, and we'll be right back on here on tomorrow night. God bless you. If you need to talk, y'all can call.
Bless you,
God
too.
Bless you. Have a good night.
Love you.
All right, baby.
You too.
Love you, too. Amen. Love you, too.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, baby.